Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast. Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is R.J. Garbowitz. R.J. Garbowitz is the founder, CEO, and chairman of WebTalk, which he founded in 2011. R.J. is responsible for setting the product strategy and overall direction for the company. He leads the design and development of WebTalk's product and services. RJ is a serial entrepreneur, having launched four previous tech companies with two exits. He studied web design at St. Petersburg College and served his country as an avionic radar technician for the Illinois Army National Guard. Well, good afternoon, RJ. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Awesome, RJ. I'm glad to have you here on a Friday afternoon, ready for the weekend. So let's just jump right into some of the questions I have for you. As your bio states, you're a serial entrepreneur. Saw a lot of the stuff that you've done over your career. Can you share with us what drives you to become so creative in this space of entrepreneurship?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the first thing that really kind of sets the tone for the drive is just the passion to solve problems. I think I've been a problem solver for as long as I can remember and use creativity to solve those problems. So I started companies as a young child. In grade school, found an opportunity to sell to my friends at lunch hour. I was buying local bakery goods from literally a bakery that was like next door to the school on my way to school. And then for my friends' lunch money, I was selling them donuts and cake for their lunch, and I would make money on it. And then, you know, going to middle school, I had a lawn service business where I employed some of my friends and I made money that way. So I think it really, it's in the DNA to, you know, want to make money and create something out of nothing and also solve problems. You know, when you're young and you want things and you don't have the money or you can't get it from your parents, that's really how you solve things. I wanted new game systems, so I had to go make money to pay for my games.
Totally makes sense. And that's what's so inspiring about when I have CEOs and entrepreneurs like yourself on the show, to hear the journey and the why behind what they've created. It's totally amazing. So thank you for sharing that. I appreciate it. Tell us about your platform, WebTalk, and how your platform manages your personal and professional brands, your teams, customers, vendors. Pretty cool app. I checked it out. What makes it unique?
Well, there's a lot that makes it unique. And if you get a chance to just go to webtalk.co, you can see right there, we put all the value propositions front and center for anybody who comes and wants to take a look at what we're doing. But we've built an all-in-one networking platform to power the gig economy with a mission to help the world create more success. The problems that we're solving here, they're vast, because for somebody like myself, who's been an entrepreneur my entire life, I use social media for everything. I use it to maintain some resemblance of a personal life. I use it to kind of segregate my colleagues and do professional networking. And I also use it to grow my business, from sales to recruitment to prospecting new investors for organizations. So literally, I run my entire life on social media. And I think that's the same. And that's why we did WebTalk, because we believe that's the same for the vast majority of digital gig workers. Everything from startups to solopreneurs to freelancers to e-commerce sellers. These are the same types of people that use social media for everything. We found that we're using it for everything, and it's just taking up so much time that it pulls you away from what's important, actually spending quality time with family, actually running your business. You know, so all the things that are truly important are getting taken from you because of the time you have to invest into managing relationships on social media. And that's a big problem to solve. And, you know, we believed that it was worth investing the years and millions of dollars into building a product that could solve these problems. And one of the big things was contact management. So we started the whole basis of this, of how do we create a next generation contact manager that can segregate your personal and professional lives and can give you additional tools to manage businesses that encompass anybody who needs to use contact management for personal, professional, or business needs, but make it simple enough for the novice user and sophisticated enough for the user that needs all of it. So that was a big, cumbersome task to do that. And then in 2015, after we finally got all the architecture drafted, we filed for patents on this contact management technology and then hit the ground running. So contact management's the big thing, segregation of networks, so that way, you know, your personal and professional lives don't cross until you want them to. And then social content syndication. So once you've identified your target audiences for your relationship building and content distribution, you can target it across all of your social platforms at one time. So it really does does give you full consolidation of an all-in-one platform. And then on top of that, the organization of contact management and relationship management.
That's amazing. Love how this platform gives you that, I guess, ability to separate those two parts of your lives, right? Professional versus personal. And if you need to integrate, you can. That's pretty cool. So RJ, how will WebTalk transform how we connect, communicate, and do business now that the global economy has had to really shift or pivot with this global pandemic? Did you have to make any major adjustments to your strategy?
Actually, no. The world shift kind of helped our strategy, to be honest. Right. It advanced and accelerated what we thought was going to be a longer term play, where initially we were kind of feeding on the crumbs of the micro business and gig economy that was growing annually at a rate of, depending on the market, but globally it was growing at a rate of around 9% a year. That's been amplified and almost doubled. Now it's growing at a rate of about 20% of the number of people who are looking to do a side hustle or gig work while they're working from home, or they lost their jobs and they're now gig workers looking to create an income for themselves. So the gig economy has actually exploded in the last 6 months, which has also amplified our growth.
That's awesome. I talked to so many entrepreneurs and businesses that this shift has actually accelerated their business growth or accelerated some of their innovation. So that's absolutely amazing. I'm glad there's a lot of good that's coming out of this pandemic. You know, all we hear from the media is doom and gloom, but we hear from the business owners and entrepreneurs that business is going well for the most part. So that's awesome. So RJ, this is what our audience loves to get into. They want to know a little bit more about you. Can you share something from your entrepreneur and leadership experience that would be helpful for those looking to jump into one of those areas?
Well, so for me, I can tell you right out the gate, the two most important things to entrepreneurship are grit, the ability to have thick skin, and be a risk taker and be able to put everything out there to go after your goals and never quit. Find solutions, talk to people, right? And that leads into the second most important thing. It's not about what you know, it's about who you know. Your relationships have more value than anyone could ever believe. Your relationships are what control your happiness and your success. And if you don't understand what I'm saying when I say that, look deeply into your relationships and find out, who was it that recommended you for a job or for a service provider that did a great job? Who was the one that recommended you for a bad one that cost you a ton of money and hardship and anger and aggravation? So you're getting recommendations all the time from your network, people you know and trust. And sometimes those recommendations are coming because you don't really have qualified people in your network to give recommendations. You're just looking for any kind of recommendation at that point. So people that are starting off in their career or starting off, especially in entrepreneurship, I highly recommend building a network of people who have been there and done that and created success because they've gone through all of the hardship. They've overcome the hurdles that have been thrown at them. And I can't stress enough the power of having good people around you that are going to lift you up instead of bring you down. And that's personally and professionally. So your relationships are, next to your own personal drive and grit, the most valuable thing to creating success in this world. And I think for me personally, and this is just my opinion, but I think success is measured by happiness. I think everybody's level of success is different. Some people want to get to the next stage in their career and get a promotion. Some people really want to elevate their life and create financial freedom through being an entrepreneur. But entrepreneurs are the only ones crazy enough to go out and work 80 to 100 hours a week make half the pay than somebody working a job working 40 hours a week, because they know that they're investing in the long term and they're willing to take the risk that the business will likely fail. At least their first couple of businesses will likely fail. So, there's a lot of risk, but at the end, if you're working your own hours and you're doing what you love, and you create that financial freedom at the end, and that's what your goal is, or to help other people, whatever your primary goal is, entrepreneurship is something that can change lives, but it all comes from the relationships that we built. So, and that's also where WebTalk comes in. So our platform is built to help you really manage and maintain those relationships and grow new relationships. But then we have also filed for a patent on our peer-to-peer recommendation search engine that we plan to debut next year, which uses the recommendations from your peers on demand to help you find the best of everything, your best service providers, best employees, best potential investors, you name it, that's what the engine does. It goes into your network and looks for peer-based reviews to help you make your decisions.
That's awesome. Thanks for sharing. And I think you've shared a couple of good, really good nuggets there. And a lot of people can resonate with that. And I liked the fact that you said something very similar along the lines with Tony Robbins, who I listen to a lot. Success is actually failure if you don't have fulfillment. I appreciate you sharing that particular sentiment with our audience. RJ, I just want to personally thank you today. It was a pleasure having you on the show. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Bye for now.